بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اتقي دعوة المظلوم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected, honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, all praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, peace, blessings, salutations be upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayah kareema that I have recited before you, Allah Rabbul Izzat very emphatically states that innal ladheena amanu wa amilus salihat, verily those who bring iman on Allah and those who do good deeds, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, I will instill your love in the hearts of the pious throughout the world right up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks categorically. Allah uses the word pious. Why? Unfortunately today, pick any youngster up, ask him who's your role model. He will tell you that sports star, that celebrity. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that those who bring iman and they couple it with good deeds, Allah says, I will make you beloved in Allah says, I will instill your love in the hearts of the pious throughout the world right up to the day of Qiyamah. Now every person in this world wants to be recognized. Every person wants to be recognized. If you open Muslim Sharif, there is one narration. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Jibreel in the form of Dihya Qalbi. Now Dihya Qalbi was a very handsome sahabi. More than often Jibreel alayhi salam, when he used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times did he visit Nabi alayhi salam? Just off the topic. If you open Tazkira Khatamul Anbiya on page 94, in this kitab it is written that Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel brought it. Jibreel was the liaison between Allah and the prophets. Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 48 times. Nuh alayhi salam received revelation 50 times. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received revelation via Jibreel no less than 24,000 times. 24,000 times. Nabi alayhi salam more than often, according to the riwayat of Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salam had seen Jibreel in his original form on two occasions. So more than often he used to come down in the form of a sahabi by the name of Dihya Qalbi. So one day Nabi alayhi salam is sitting with Jibreel. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala happens to pass by. So Jibreel tells the Nabi of Allah, isn't that Abu Zar? Law sallama alayna laradadna alayhi. Isn't that Abu Zar? If he had greeted us, we would have returned his greeting. So Nabi alayhi salam looked at Jibreel. He said, oh Jibreel, do you know my sahaba directly by the names? Abu Zar, Jibreel says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا. I swear by the Almighty Allah who has sent you as his true messenger, Abu Zar is more famous in the heavens than the earth. Abu Zar is more famous in the heavens than the earth. You know, sometimes you find a person does not make headlines on the national front, he makes headlines on the international front. Just to, for you and I to understand, you know, sometimes a woman gets married. You know, she doesn't make good news in her in-law's home. I mean, she makes bad news. Her entire life, nobody knew about her. The day she gets married, she makes bad news in somebody else's house. So nonetheless, brothers, what I want to talk about today is a very sensitive topic. And just to elucidate what I am talking about, the famous words of the great giant Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa used to say, أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُنِي صَلَاحًا.
He says, I love the pious. I love the pious, but I do not consider myself to be amongst the pious. But I hope from the Almighty Allah, by rubbing shoulders with the pious, Allah will include me amongst them on the day of Qiyamah. And we learn from the hadith, Nabi Ali Salam has taught us, when you love a person based on his spirituality and his piety, this is what the hadith teaches us. Nabi Ali Salam said, when you meet a pious servant of Allah, how often don't we come across scholars, ulama, pious servants of Allah? How often, you know, why don't we ask them to make dua for us? What has Nabi Ali Salam taught us? When you meet a pious servant of Allah, you should express your love to him in the following way, that inni uhibbuka fillah, I love you for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. And that person, the pious man, if somebody tells you this, don't tell the man, there are thousands others who love me, so join the queue. No. What did Nabi Ali Salam say? You respond by telling the man, ahabbaka alladhi ahbabtani lahu, that I also love you for the very reason that you love me. The riwayat appears in Bukhari and in Muslim. What did Nabi Ali Salam say? That inna Allah Ta'ala, verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, إِذَا أَحَبَّ فُلَانًا, when Allah loves a certain servant of his, نَادَى جِبْرِيل, Allah Ta'ala calls Jibreel, and Allah Ta'ala tells him, oh Jibreel, I love so and so person, my command to you is, you also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيل, Jibreel then loves this person, Jibreel then gathers the angels, the great, one of the greatest angels of Allah, he gathers the other angels and he says that my command to you is that you love so and so person because Allah has commanded me to love him. Then my Nabi said, every angel from every sky makes dua for that man and he becomes beloved in the eyes of the friends of Allah. He becomes beloved in the eyes of the friends of Allah. So I want to speak about two aspects. One is taking the du'as of the pious. And number two is the curse of the pious. My brother, you can impress this man and convince that one. But I promise you, you tramp the wrong man's toes. You will pay lifelong and your generations will pay. Mawlana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri, one day he's walking on the road. So one person comes to him and in a very arrogant way, he snubs this great scholar of Islam. So this great scholar tells his disciples that tell him something. So his disciples tell him that, Hazrat, you always encourage us to maintain sabr. He said, I am telling you, tell him something. If you don't tell him, Allah will act on my behalf. That man took two steps forward and he became unconscious. He said, didn't I tell you what my Nabi said? Open the entire Quran. Open the compilation of the ahadith. Only two places in Quran and hadith has Allah declared war. One is that person who is involved in interest. And number two, Nabi Ali Salam said, that person who interferes with a friend of Allah, Allah says, it is not you and him, it is me and you. It is not you and him, it is me and you. So really, brothers, this is something we need to bring into our lives. Take the du'as of the friends of Allah. Don't take their curses. Take the du'as of the friends of Allah. When the friend of Allah makes du'a for you, I promise you it will travel with your generation. And let the tongues turn against you. I promise you it will catch up with you and your generation. So like I said, the du'as of the pious, and number two, the curse of the pious. I just want to focus on a few aspects in this limited time that we have. I want to show you when the servant of Allah, when the friend of Allah curses a person, very often do they curse. But when their tongues turn against you, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds? We all know the incident of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah. Jalilul Qadr Nabi of Allah. His cousin was Qarun. Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. His father and Musa alayhi salam's father were brothers. But he used to repeatedly question the decision of Allah. That why is my cousin Musa a prophet? And why am I not a prophet? He used to repeatedly question this decision of Allah. One day Qarun comes to immoral woman and he said, do me a favor. The next time Moses stands up to address a congregation, I want you to stand up and tell him, Moses, you're giving big lectures, you have slept with me. You're playing with a friend of Allah. Musa alayhi salam ascends the pulpit. He delivers the sermon. This woman stands up and she says, Moses, you're giving big lectures, you have committed zina with me. Musa alayhi salam goes to one side. He falls in sajda before the Almighty Allah. فَسَّمِعَ النَّاسُ سَوْتًا فِيهِ جَلَالَ النُّبُوَّةِ The awe of prophethood had descended. Musa alayhi salam stands up. He points towards this woman. He said, oh my sister, be honest. When did I ever touch you? When did I ever come close to you? She said, Moses, forgive me. Qarun provoked me because of his jealousy. Musa alayhi salam goes to one side. He falls in sajda. He said, oh my Allah, if I am your Nabi, show me how you take revenge. Allah said, Musa, the land is at your command. The land is at your command. Musa alayhi salam said, oh my Allah, if the land is at my command, then swallow Qarun. The Quran says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ The earth split and he started sinking into the earth. And my Nabi said, he will continue sinking right up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem speaks about Samiri. If you open Surah Taha, who was this person Samiri? Brother, study the Quran Kareem. Samiri was a person who lived in the Bani Israel at the time of Musa alayhi salam. His name was also Musa. The Quran makes reference to him using the name Samiri. When Fir'aun had issued the decree that all male children should be killed and slaughtered, Samiri's mother feared for the well-being of her son. So she had taken this child to the outskirts of the city. And it is said that Jibreel used to come and nourish this child and nurture this child. Like the Arabic poet says it so beautifully, فَمُوسَ الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ كَافِرُ وَمُوسَ الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرْعَوْنُ مُرْسَلُ That Jibreel, that Musa, who grew up in the lap of Fir'aun, became the friend of Allah. And that Musa, who grew up in the lap of Jibreel, became the enemy of Allah. So nonetheless, Musa alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspires him with prophethood. He takes 70 people and he goes to Mount Tur. When he comes to Mount Tur, he leaves his brother Harun alayhi salam in charge. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked him, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى O Musa, why did you come before the appointed time? Things are gone havoc back home. Why don't you go back and sort things out? So Musa alayhi salam goes back and he finds that his nation began worshipping the golden calf. So Musa alayhi salam comes to his brother Harun. Ya Harun ma mana'aka. Why didn't you stop my nation from worshipping the golden calf? So Harun alayhi salam said, I had one of two options. Either I wage war against the Bani Israel, but I feared a permanent dissension and division amongst them. So I thought that I rather in a diplomatic way, I stopped them. So Musa alayhi salam, somehow he was convinced by this answer. He comes to this person Samiri. Ma khatbuka ya Samiri. He said, oh Samiri, what motivated you? What inspired you to initiate the worship of the golden calf? It is said, it's a lengthy topic. Samiri had taken, he had collected gold from the women that were living in that locality. This comes in authentic narrations. And he had taken feet from beneath, he had taken soil from beneath the footsteps of Jibreel. And he had taken the soil and the sand and he placed it into the mouth of this golden calf. And it used to give off a moving sound. So naturally, brothers, today I mean you buy a car, 2 months down the line, you buy a cell phone. 3 months down the line, there is an updated cell phone. You want the latest version. So that's the inherent quality that Allah has created in man. So people started worshipping the calf. Musa alayhi salam wanted to kill the man. Allah Ta'ala told him, Musa, don't kill him, only curse him. Musa alayhi salam asked him, O Samiri, what motivated you to initiate the worship of the golden calf? What words does he use? Study the words of the Quran Kareem. Ask any youngster today, why are you taking drugs? What does the Quran say? قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي just for the sake of doing it. Ask a youngster today, why are you taking drugs? He will tell you, just for the thrill, just to get a kick out of it. Musa alayhi salam asked him, why did you do this? He said, because I felt like doing it. What are you going to do about it? Musa alayhi salam now curses this man. And he said, Samiri becomes so sick. He goes and he lives in the jungle. قَالَ فَذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَن تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ. This man becomes so sick. He lived like an animal in the jungle, that any person who came into contact with Samiri, immediately the person became sick. When any person used to come close to him, what he used to say? La misas. Don't touch, don't come close. So on the curse of Musa alayhi salam, this man became so sick that the Mufassirin have written, he lived in the jungle. He lived in the jungle and he passed away with the animals in the jungle. Brothers, don't take the curse of the friends of Allah. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The hadith appears in Bukhari and in Muslim. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu appoints him as the governor of Kufa. During his reign as the governor of Kufa, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Medina Munawwara. Somebody comes to him and they tell him, we are not happy with Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas as the governor of Kufa. And amongst those allegations that they leveled against him, that annahu innahu la yuhsinu salata, he doesn't perform salah properly. Now brothers, how many times haven't we heard that Mawlana doesn't know how to perform salah? The Fajr salah is so long. Brothers, Allah be my witness. The other day I was sitting with a group of youngsters and they asked me, Mawlana, this year in June, you know, it's the World Cup is taking place. What time will Tarawih finish? We don't want to miss any match. Has our iman stooped to that level? Brothers, the month of Rajab has come. That preparation for the month of Ramadan, like Mufti Taqi Usmani has written, he said the month of Rajab is a boon and a favor from the side of Allah to prepare oneself before the month of Ramadan dawns upon you. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he summoned Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, there have been certain allegations that have been leveled against you. Although I don't believe the man, but I thought just to give the man the benefit of the doubt, let me hear you out. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, who was Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He was that man, my Nabi said, he's amongst the 10 Ashara Mubashara. You are playing with the friend of Allah. So Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas said, what are the allegations? He said, this man says you do not perform salah properly and correctly. He said, I don't know what salah they want from me. I perform salah in the manner I had seen my Nabi performing salah. I lengthen the first two rakats and I shorten the second two rakats. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he calls one of his companions. He said, take Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. In the interim, he appoints Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Kufa. He tells one sahabi, go with Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas to Kufa and go from locality to locality and ask the people, what is their opinion about Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas? They go from locality, from masjid to masjid. This is your governor, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. You got any problem with him? No, no problem. They come to the next masjid. This is your governor. Any issue with him? No problem. Hatta dakhalu masjidan li bani Absin. They come to one locality, they come to one masjid. This is your governor, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. You have any problem with him? One elderly person stands up and he says, yes, I've got three allegations against him. He's a good man, but I got three problems against him. You're playing with a friend of Allah. Brothers, I'm trying to show you, when you play with the friends of Allah, it is not you and them, it is Allah and you. You are fighting against the Almighty Allah. This person stands up and he says, number one, لا يسير بالسرية ولا يقسم بالسوية ولا يعذل في القضية. This man sends us in the expeditions. He sends us to go out in the path of Allah. And he himself does not take part. Number two, he does not distribute with fairness and equality. And number three, when he's asked to give his opinion, a opinion when it comes to Islam, He is not fair in his judgment. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas stands up and he says, any other allegations you got against me? He says, those are the three allegations I got against you. You are playing with a friend of Allah. He stands up. He said, I now turn to the Almighty Allah. He said, O my Allah, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Allahumma in kana hadha abduka qama qama riya'atan wa sum'atan fa'til umrahu wa'til faqrahu wa'arrizhu lil fitan. O my Allah, this man has stood up to disgrace me. He has stood up to embarrass me. O my Allah, I have only one thing to tell you. Lengthen this man's life. Lengthen his life. And coupled with that, lengthen his problems and his difficulties. Let him not die until he has tasted every fitna, every sickness humanly possible. It is said that person became so sick, his eyelids used to droop over his eyes. He became so sick and he used to walk around and he used to say, I am walking around with the curse of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Brothers, don't take the curses of the friends of Allah. In fact, there's a hadith that comes to mind, Bukhari Sharif riwayat. In the time of Marwan, who was the governor of Medina, there was a woman. She comes to Marwan and she accuses a certain sahabi. She says that particular sahabi has usurped my land. So Marwan, he summons the sahabi. He stands before Marwan and he says, this allegation has been leveled against you. How would you respond to this? He said, what is the allegation? This woman claims to say that you have usurped her land. He says, my entire life, I advocated the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Brothers, unlike you and I, people are owing others money and you are running for Hajj and Umrah. You are owing people money, you're living a luxurious life. Today, the debtor is living in more comfort than a creditor. And we think absolutely nothing of it. And the man tells you, my money. You can dream about your money. You're living in a beautiful home. Driving a beautiful car. Owing the entire world money. Brothers, those are the wheels of Jahannam. Umar bin Abdul Aziz comes home. He sees his daughters lying out of hunger. He says, oh my daughters, the naked eye of your father can see you die out of hunger. But the naked eye of your father cannot see his daughters burn in the fire of Jahannam by your father filling your bellies with haram. So the Sahabi stands up. He said, my entire life, I advocated the hadith of my Nabi that man akhadha shibram min al-ard, that person who takes away a handspan of another person's land, the seven earths would be made into a necklace. He said, my entire life, I have advocated this hadith, and this woman has accused me. He said, I have one thing to ask Allah. He says, Marwan, you take whatever decision you want. I will decide between me and Allah. He turns to Allah. He said, oh my Allah, my only dua to you is, oh my Allah, you blind this woman, and let her die a nasty death. The riwayat of Bukhari says, within a few days, this woman, she had become blind. There was a well on that particular land. This woman, as she was walking, she never realized there is a well in front of her. She fell in the well and she passed away. Brothers, we don't realize. I promise you, you take the curses of the friends of Allah, it will catch up with you in your generation. I just want to speak about a sensitive aspect. And that is, unfortunately, this has become a common problem. And what prompted me to speak on this topic, a few days ago, a mother had contacted me. And she said that, Maulana, for the last 10 years, I am trying to open the doors of communication with my son. She said, every morning I make dua to Allah, that only Allah soften my son's heart towards me. He has shut the door on me. Brothers, don't take the curses. There are many youngsters that I've gathered here. Many of us may wonder, you know, elderly people, this is a wonderful topic for my son to listen to. But ask ourselves, many of us, we have gone ahead in life. Our mothers are still alive. How much of du'as have we taken from our parents? If you open Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salam speaks about three children who spoke in the crib and the cradle. And Nabi alayhi salam speaks about Sahib Juraij. Juraij was a person from one of the previous ummats, a person of exceptional piety. فَاتَّخَذَ سَوْمَعَةً. Lengthy narration, I will just bring you to the point of focus. He had built his monastery and he used to make his ibadah there. One day while engaged in the worship of the Almighty Allah, his mother comes to him and she calls out, Ya Juraij, O Juraij, I am calling you. How fortunate was this mother. Allah forbid, when you and I are looking for our children, they are sitting in rave clubs and nightclubs and casinos. This youngster is standing and communicating with his Allah. This mother calls out, Ya Juraij. This youngster is left in this dilemma. Ijtama alayya ijabatu ummi wa itmamu salati. One side is the call of Allah. One side is the call of my mother. He ignores the call of his mother. And he gives importance to the completion of his ibadat. End of the day, this is a mother. The second day she comes. May Allah make that a reality in our homes. That when we look at our children, under the commentary of this verse of the Quran, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Abdullah bin Abbas has written, he said, there is no greater sight that any human being could get in this world. When you look at your son, or you look at your daughter, and you realize that this son of mine has Allah in his life. He said, there is no greater gift that any father could have. Second day, the mother comes. She finds her son in salah. She calls out, Ya Juraij. He ignores the call of his mother. Third day, the mother comes. She finds her son in salah. And he ignores the call of his mother. End of the day, this is a mother. Her heart was now hurt. She then picked up her hands before the Almighty Allah. She said, Allahumma, inna hadha Juraij ibni, fakallamtuhu fa'aba'i yukallimani. Allahumma la tumithu, hatta turiyahu wujuhal mumisat. She said, oh my Allah, this is my son Juraij. First day I called him, he ignored me. Second day he ignored me. Third day he ignored me. Oh my Allah, my heart is now hurt. My heart is now hurt. Oh my Allah, I now curse the son of mine Juraij. I now curse the son of mine, Juraij. She said, O my Allah, let the son of mine, Juraij, not die until such a day passes in his life. Let him see with his naked eye the most unpleasant sight of an adulteress and a prostitute. Allah will never forgive. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I intend going in the path of Allah. I have come to ask permission to go in jihad. Nabi alayhi salam said, do you have an elderly mother? He said, yes. Nabi alayhi salam said, serve your mother. Jannat lies beneath the feet of your mother. This mother said, oh my Allah, this is my son Juraij. Let him not die until he sees the most unpleasant sight of an adulteress and a prostitute. There was a woman that lived in that locality of exceptional beauty. She was an immoral woman. She was a prostitute. So the people of that locality, they come to her. And they say, why don't you trap that man Juraij in evil? Why don't you seduce him and trap him in evil? So she comes in a very seductive way, flaunting her beauty, expressing her nudity. But his friend of Allah, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. When Shaitan had taken the pledge that he will mislead man, Allah told Shaitan, there will be certain selected chosen servants of mine. You could try your level best in trying to beguile them. You would never ever succeed. I mean, for you and I, one phone call is enough. Let a woman phone me, our emotions are gone upside down. This woman appears before Juraij. He lowered his gaze. He remained silent. She realized she could not get access to Juraij. What she does, listen to this. There was one shepherd who used to come to this monastery. So she gains access to that shepherd. She committed zina with him. As the result, she had given birth to a child. When she conceived, she had given birth to this child. She said, you know what? The father of this child is that same Juraij in that monastery who the world terms to be pious. Just like you and I, without verifying information, they take the word of that woman for granted. They come to this monastery. This comes in authentic narrations. They take Juraij out of this monastery. They break down the monastery. They put him on the back of a donkey. And they take him from street to street, street to street. This friend of Allah, Mura'in tukhadi'un nasa bi'amilik. They ridicule him, they condemn him. This friend of Allah, neither did he sigh, neither did he cry, but he remained silent. But when they came to that particular street where the prostitutes were operating, they looked at Juraij and they had seen there were certain emotions and sentiments on his face. So they asked him, "Oh Juraij, we went through the other streets of the city. You remained silent. You never uttered a word. We came to this particular street where the prostitutes were operating. We noticed there were certain contradictory emotions on your face." He said, "What can I say? I remember years ago, I was engaged in ibadat. My mother called me for 3 consecutive days. I ignored the call of my mother. I had given preference to the completion of my ibadat. My mother was overtaken with emotions and sentiments. And at that time, my mother cried to the Almighty Allah. She said, Oh, my Allah, the son of mine, Juraij, let him not die until he sees with his naked eye the most unpleasant sight of an adulteress and a prostitute." He said, "Today I cry. My mother has passed away many years ago, but the curse of my mother has remained with me up to this day." Lengthy narration. Juraij, he then goes to the child. Fata'anahu, he starts poking the child. Allah had given the child the power of speech. And the child spoke and it said, "That shepherd is my father." Thereafter they once again built his monastery. Brothers, what I am saying, don't take the curses of the friends of Allah. The curse of the mother, wallah, will destroy your future. Wallah, the dua of your mother, I've seen it with my own eyes. Those who've got nothing of this world, Allah will give you, when you take the duas of your parents, Allah will give you money without a shop. Allah will give you respect in this world without the degrees of this world. Take the duas of the friends of Allah. This is my message. Don't take their curses. Take the duas of the friends of Allah. Brothers, the Imam of the Haram, I read this some time ago. The Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sudais, I read this in his biography. So he writes, in fact his mother says, when he was a young child, he was very, very playful, like our children. Brothers, at times many of us curse our own children and we don't even realize it. So his mother used to make this dua. She used to say, "Oh my Allah, this son of mine, make him the Imam of the Haram." We don't realize, brothers, the curse of the parents. Let me leave you with one incident. Mufassir Jurjani, Tafsir al-Zamakhshari, the author of this particular Tafsir of Quran al-Kareem, it is said when he was a young child, so being a young child, he had a bad habit. He used to catch birds and with a twine, he used to tie the bird's legs and used to break the bird's legs. His mother used to always tell him, she used to say, "Oh my boy, don't do that." But being a mother, end of the day, they're overtaken with emotions and sentiments. She said, "Oh my Allah, my son is breaking the legs of the birds. Oh my Allah, you also break his legs." The curse of the mother. The curse of the mother. Within few days, he loses his legs, he becomes crippled. This mother starts crying. She said, "Oh my Allah, I curse my son, he's suffering. I now make dua to you. Oh my Allah, you accept my son." Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of the mother. That Tafsir al-Zamakhshari, he had become such a commentator of Quran al-Kareem. Let alone the layman, leave alone the layman. Even many great scholars and ulama have written that many of them find great difficulty in understanding the message of Tafsir al-Zamakhshari. So brothers, what I'm saying, on the curse of the mother, his legs, he had become crippled. On the duas of his mother, he had become one of the greatest commentators of Quran al-Kareem. This is my message. Take the duas of the friends of Allah. Do not take their curses. How often don't we hear commenting about great scholars of Islam? This man is like that. That man is like this. Brothers, Allah has not given us the leeway. If you differ with a person, remain silent. Don't open your tongue against any friend of Allah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq that we take the duas of the friends of Allah. Wa ma alina illa al-balagh.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.